I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. While they were not our ancestors, Neanderthals were our nearest relatives as a species. But our cousins didn't survive. Something happened. They vanished about 30,000 years ago. Here to explain is the host of NPR's Science Friday, Ira Flatow, and he joins us every Thursday. Hi, Ira.
Hi, Madeline.
Now, this has been a big mystery, has it not?
Yeah, this has been one of those great mysteries of all time. We hear you had a pretty successful cousins of we humans, the Neanderthals. They were roaming around Europe for thousands of years. And then suddenly in the fossil record, we find out that they died. They died out about 30,000 years ago. And we've always been wondering what happened to them. There have been all kinds of different theories. But a new study out says that they think they have figured this out, and they think it's because the Ice Age, which was developing in Europe, actually did them in. I mean, they were not able to adapt climatically. It turns out that the cold weather moved down southward, and the Neanderthals just could not, hack it.
What do you mean? They couldn't gather enough fur skins? They couldn't dress warmly enough?
Well, that's right. We could say they really were not dressed for success in the most in the most meaningful part of the way. Success, as a culture, a species, or whatever they were. Not only did they not adapt their clothing, but they didn't change their eating habits. For example, as the weather was changing gradually around them over a period of 10,000 years, they had some time to do this, but they didn't.
And so, despite the opinions of some women, that's why we're not descendants of them?
Well, not quite. I mean, our European ancestors were living at that time, too, in the neighborhood, the Aurignacians. But they retreated to the south, actually to the southwest of France. I guess you would call it the Riviera of the day because it was warmer down there. And they survived. And what happens, according to the study by a team of scientists at the University of Cambridge, is that about 30,000 years ago, there appears on the scene the Gravisians, complete with their own high-tech tools and warm clothing. I guess these are the kinds of things we'd see in the movies if they made movies of cave people those days. They're carrying those javelin-like spears to catch the animals. They've got fishing nets to catch fish. There's a new high-tech concept for you. And they have the latest in high-tech clothing, which are furs that are sewn together. And they even have woven cloth, so they're much better equipped to survive this colder weather.
And hence all those Raquel Welch movies.
That's right. And they come back and they flourish and they rejuvenate the populations of our ancestors, while the Neanderthals never quite make it.
So does this prove once and for all that the Neanderthals were not our ancestors?
Well, there's always been a debate about where do we really fit them in? Were they a subspecies of humans that contributed to the evolution of humans in Europe, or were they a distinct species? And a new study by Katerina Hrvati at NYU appears to add heavy weight to the idea that the Neanderthals were a separate species within the genus of Homo. So we're Homo sapiens. They were Homo being the genus, they were the Homo, but they were not the species. So if you're a Neanderthal fan, it's a bad week for you because they just sort of wimped out and never survived.
Ira Flatow hosts NPR Science Friday, and he joins us every Thursday. Thanks, Ira.
Thank you, Madeline.